It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We have a panel of guests joining us today from Adventist Health Sonora. Coming up shortly in February, it will be American Heart Month, and there will be some special events in recognition. We're also going to get an update on kind of the state of healthcare in Tuolumne County and some projects and initiatives. We're joined on the show this weekend by Greg McCulloch, who is the recently appointed new president of Adventist Health Sonora, Dr. Stephanie Stewart, who is the chief medical officer of Adventist Health Sonora, Sharon Watkins, DNP-RN, who is the director of cardiovascular services, and Jacqueline Lugg, who is the marketing and communications manager. So it's great to have all four of you in studio with us here today.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So I know it's the first time we've had most of you on Motherlode Views before, so I think I'll go around the table first just kind of to learn a little bit more about you. Maybe if you can tell us about your background and how long you've been with Adventist Health and kind of what you oversee. I'll start first with Greg McCulloch, who is the president.
Sure, BJ. Yeah, I'm the president of the hospital, which means I get to oversee the whole ship. I have been with Adventist Health going on 25 years, mainly a financial background, but certainly have been in hospital operations for about the last 12 years. First stop up in, actually over in Hawaii, 2011, and then in Washington State before I came down to Sonora. So happy to be here. I love this community. Love being in the outdoors, and healthcare is a part of my fabric at this point.
Very good. And Sharon Watkins, how about you?
Hi, thank you. This will be 33 years in nursing for me, and started in critical care, so hearts have always been a thing for me. I joined the Adventist team back in June to help bring this new service line on board. And so we do have lots of exciting updates to give you about that. And once I found out the lack of heart care in this area, I was very excited to come on board and bring heart care back to Tuolumne County instead of having to travel down to Modesto to receive service.
And Dr. Stephanie Stewart, how about your background?
So I started with Adventist Health Sonora in 2011 as an emergency physician, and I took on the role of chief medical officer back in 2022.
So what does that role all entail, chief medical officer?
So as chief medical officer, I oversee quality and safety for the hospital and the clinics.
And Jacqueline Lugg, marketing communications manager, how about you?
Yes, so I was born and raised in Sonora. I was actually born at Sonora Community Hospital. So it is really a blessing to be able to come back to my community and work in a role that is all about serving friends and neighbors.
So the first thing we're going to talk a little bit about is Heart Month. That's coming up in February. I think I'll go over to Sharon Watkins, the DNP-RN, who's the Director of Cardiovascular Services. You know, why is it so important to kind of highlight Heart Month here in the community?
So heart care is very, very important, and it involves everything from your diet, your exercise, your lifestyle all around. And this is just one of those opportunities that we can put a spotlight on that and help provide some guidance to those in our community on how we can help in that area, not being in the hospital. Of course, if you come to the hospital, we're happy to help as well, but we would like to help everybody in the community to live a happy, healthy lifestyle without our services when possible.
Dr. Stewart, have there been some new advancements when it comes to heart care locally?
Yes. So I would just like to add that cardiovascular disease is the number one cause of death in the United States. And so this affects a lot of patients. And we're very excited that over the last couple of years, we've been working to open up our own interventional cardiology cath lab. And what that means is that for a large percentage of patients who have coronary artery disease or suffer from an acute heart attack, we are able to now take them into our cath lab and perform life-saving procedures by placing stents to open up arteries. Previously, that is a procedure we were not able to offer in Tuolumne County, and patients had to be transferred usually down to Modesto to have that care done there.
Yeah, very good. Sounds like that's the next level now. You don't have to travel down to the valley at this point.
Yes. Yeah, it's really, really exciting. It's something we've talked about for a long time. The technology and the safety of the procedure has advanced so much in recent years that we're now able to offer it here at our hospital. And we've had just wonderful outcomes since the program started. We've had over 50 patients in our cath lab who've received this procedure, and all of them have gotten to stay here in Tuolumne County. It's been very exciting.
Greg McCulloch, as president of Adventist Health, anything you'd like to add on that topic of these expanded services?
Yeah, I would just like to say that, you know, when it comes to heart care and heart disease, you know, Stephanie mentioned it's the number one killer. And the most common sign or symptom is sudden death. And, you know, I know that's a little bit shocking, but when you think about being able to give somebody a second chance, to be able to provide a very timely intervention, that's what we want to do for our friends and neighbors here in this community. We've been promoting heart care and, you know, healthy lifestyle in this community for years. But the fact is, heart disease hasn't been solved. And so bringing this life-saving intervention, sometimes, you know, the shock is what it takes to get people to maybe change their habits and change their lifestyle. And being able to give somebody a second chance to be able to do that is really what we're after here. I think that, you know, one of the drivers that we have within how we choose what services to bring to town is what services are being transferred out of town. And so, you know, these heart care services were in the top three, and it's a service, as Dr. Stewart mentioned, we can now do safely with advancements in technology and practices. And so we wanted to bring that to our community here. And so we're excited to actually have it done.
Yeah, it's great to hear about the advancements. So what are some of the special events that are going to be taking place in February in recognition of Heart Month?
So one of the best things that you can do for your heart is walk. And so we are starting off Heart Month with a walk at our Diana J. White Cancer Center on January 31. And then we're doing some fun activities. We have a skate night planned at High Country Sports February 16. We're also doing a heart-healthy brunch at our health pavilion February 23. And this is we're going to have some free screenings there. We're going to have an oatmeal bar, just some time for patients to get some information about how to be heart healthy. And then we'll round off the month with another heart walk, because like I said, walking is one of the best things you can do. And that's going to be February 28 at Courthouse Square.
Jacqueline Lugg, anything you'd like to add?
The only event I'll add to that, so all the events that Greg mentioned are free to the community, open to everybody, and like Greg said, they're really focused on prevention, keeping your heart healthy, maybe getting some screenings that you need. The other event we're really excited about is our Heart Care Celebration, which is happening on February 13th, that is going to highlight this new interventional cardiology service. So we're going to be welcoming those patients who have received this care back with their families to celebrate them. We're also going to be featuring the entire kind of spectrum of care that happens along the way in that heart attack patient's journey. So everybody from the first responder in the ambulance who picks them up, what their role is, to the emergency department, the cath lab where they get that intervention to clear the blockage, to then their recovery. So the folks in our ICU who have received special training to care for these patients after their intervention, the folks in our cardiac rehab team who get their hearts healthy for the long term, right? So that's going to be a really special event so that folks in the community can understand this isn't just one team or a kind of isolated effort. It's really the entire hospital working together to care for this population of patients.
Yeah, a lot of events planned. For people who are interested, they need to register ahead of time, or do they show up the day of?
So some of the events require registration ahead of time. You can find all that information at AdventistHealthSonora.org/HeartMonth. And there's links to registration forms and more details about each of the events, too.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking about Heart Month and also just healthcare initiatives in Tuolumne County on this weekend's Motherload Views. We have a full panel of guests in studio today. We're talking with Jacqueline Lugg, who is the Marketing and Communications Manager of Adventist Health Sonora. We have Sharon Watkins, DNPRN, who is the Director of Cardiovascular Services, Dr. Stephanie Stewart, the Chief Medical Officer of Adventist Health Sonora, and we have the President of Adventist Health Sonora, Greg McCulloch. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We have a panel of guests from Adventist Health Sonora talking about Heart Month that is upcoming and also just healthcare initiatives in general in Tuolumne County. Joined on the program this weekend by Greg McCulloch, who is the president of Adventist Health Sonora, Dr. Stephanie Stewart, the chief medical officer of Adventist Health Sonora, Sharon Watkins, who's a DNPRN and the director of cardiovascular services, and Jacqueline Lugg, the marketing and communications manager for Adventist Health Sonora. During segment one, we talked quite a bit about the new interventional cardiology program. That's an exciting new initiative for Tuolumne County with that Adventist Health Sonora has now in place. And I'll go back to Greg McCulloch, because I know that that wasn't something where you just kind of flipped the light switch on and it happened. So what can you tell us about the buildup to making that transition?
Absolutely, BJ. Yeah, this idea got its first major start when we received funding from our corporate office to build this new cath lab in 2021. 2021 was a few years ago. In July of 2022, we signed a contract with a specialty cardiology company that was going to help us bring resources in terms of physicians, specially trained staff, and processes and procedures that we would need to implement this program. At the end of 2022, we submitted an application to the state of California in order to gain permission to bring this service to our community, because it's not something that we could just do on our own. We actually had to receive special permission. And so that application actually got submitted November 11, 2022, and we received final approval from the state June 12, 2024. So almost a two-year process going through rigorous evaluation process, site surveys from the state to make sure that this was going to be a safe service that we could provide to our community. Interestingly enough, we received that permission, like I said, on June 12. June 13, we had our first patient walk through our doors, and we were able to provide a successful intervention. In October 27 of 2024, we started providing 24/7/365 coverage. So anytime, day or night, someone having a heart attack can walk through our doors, and we have staff ready and able to provide that intervention. So it was a journey, and it wasn't a flipping of a switch, but it was a worthwhile journey, and we're excited to now be offering this service.
And I'll go over to Sharon Watkins as the Director of Cardiovascular Services. Any other observations that you made during that process that would be worth passing along?
Yes. Yeah, so as Greg alluded to, we partnered with Vital Solutions to bring in these specialists, specially trained personnel, whether they be the physicians providing the direct patient care or the team that surrounds them. What that team looks like is that we have two cardiovascular nurses that are in the room with the patient during the time, as well as two specific cardiology radiology technologists. So what the rad techs do, they help run the fluoroscopy so we can view the vessels and see the disease that may be present. So it's a four-person team, I should say, all specially trained individuals. They usually have critical care backgrounds, so they are very familiar with these type of situations. As Greg also mentioned, in October when we went 24/7/365, our team is available and will, if they're not on site, they will be on site in a matter of minutes. It is an absolute immediate deployment of our team to come and save that life, because as we know, time is heart muscle. Just like with strokes, time is brain. In a heart attack, time is heart muscle. And we want to be able to get to that person as quickly as we can, get them treated, get that vessel opened up here locally. Prior, when they would have to go to Modesto or somewhere else, that could be over an hour. And again, with time being heart muscle, that makes it a lot more difficult for the person to recover. And so we're very, very pleased to be able to do that here. Also a part of the process was some renovation of the cath lab. So we do have two cath lab rooms. One of them is our specialty room for our heart attacks. And this one has a new state-of-the-art GE technology cath lab equipment. So it is on the ready 24/7.
Dr. Stewart, what was your kind of role during the process of getting this off the ground?
There is a lot of background work that goes into getting all of the other staff ready. We had to completely change our work with the county to change our EMS protocols so that they were aware that the patients could come to our hospital for this service, so that they're calling ahead if they suspect a heart attack. We had to change our workflow processes within the emergency department. Typically before, we were identifying that the patient had a heart attack and then making arrangements to send them to another hospital for these life-saving interventions. Now we are activating an in-house specialty team to take care of these patients. And then there was significant work that went into helping our ICU be ready and prepared to take care of these patients in that immediate post-procedure period of time. We have a nurse navigator that we have brought on who follows these patients through the entire process, follows them after they're discharged from the hospital, making sure that they're getting their medications, their follow-up appointments, and getting in for cardiac rehabilitation so that we can continue that process of helping them heal from their heart attack.
Sure, family members as well appreciate it, not having to do a quick move down to the Central Valley. You can get your care right there.
Absolutely. I think it's easy to say that Modesto's just down the road 45 minutes, but it's a big deal when your loved one is being shipped out to another county, and just the worry that you have for your loved one coupled with the logistics of trying to get there. And so it's really just a wonderful thing, and we are doing it well. There are national standards that we are held to and continue to be held to, and we are meeting them, and it's very, very exciting care.
We're going to take one more break. We're talking with a panel of guests from Adventist Health Sonora on this weekend's Motherload Views. A big topic is Heart Month and some new interventional cardiology program that is in place at Adventist Health Sonora. We're joined on the program by Greg McCulloch, who is the new president of Adventist Health Sonora, Dr. Stephanie Stewart, the chief medical officer of Adventist Health Sonora, Sharon Watkins, DNP-RN, who is the director of cardiovascular services, and Jacqueline Lugg, the marketing and communications manager. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our final segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking with a group from Adventist Health Sonora on the program. We have the president, Greg McCulloch. We have Dr. Stephanie Stewart, who is a chief medical officer, Sharon Watkins, DNP-RN, who is the director of cardiovascular services, and Jacqueline Lugg, who is the marketing and communications manager. I'll go back over to Greg McCulloch, the president of Adventist Health Sonora. We talked a lot about Heart Month and some advancements in technology. Before we get into other topics, anything else you want to add about Heart Month and the new technology?
I think one of the exciting things, BJ, is that from a regulatory standpoint, with this PCI program, we're actually held to a standard where you need to perform these life-saving interventions in less than 90 minutes. So far, we've been providing most of those interventions in less than 60 minutes, which means we're intervening on a patient before they would have an opportunity to get to the next closest facility that could provide these interventions. And I think that is really a value add to our community when we think about time as muscle, giving people a second chance, and hopefully a better outcome.
Yeah, that's good information. So looking ahead at other projects and initiatives, what else is happening these days with Adventist Health Sonora?
It feels like there are so many things going on in the hospital, it's hard to kind of keep up. But I want to highlight just a few things that I think are important to the community. One is that another relevant challenge that we've faced in this community is access to primary care. And we've had primary care since I've been here, just not enough of it. And so in July 2024, we started with our first rotation of a rural track family medicine residency program where four physicians joined our community to get special training in rural medicine. That means these physicians are seeking this specific training so they can work in hospitals just like ours or in communities just like ours in a clinic setting. So we're literally training the next generation of doctors so that we can shore up our access to primary care. And I hope this is as exciting to our community as it is to me. You know, one of the benefits with bringing people in who are training is it ups our game. When you're having to teach somebody, it forces you to know your own stuff better. So not only is it training the next generation, but it's helping our providers and our teams be better themselves. In 2024, we welcomed 11 new providers to this community, in addition to those four family residents. Thus far in 2025, we have already 11 providers slated to start, and it's only January, so that we're going to expand that as we go throughout 2025. And in addition, in July, we have four new family medicine residents coming to our community. So though the primary care access is not yet oversubscribed, I think the future is very bright for Sonora in that regard, and we're excited about being able to provide that care that our community has been needing.
Yeah, it seems like that was one of those challenges for many years, you know, attracting physicians and people to communities they don't know, and if it's rural communities they might not be familiar with, so you can train them here and hopefully keep them here in the community?
Absolutely. That is the goal. And the research says that physicians, more than half of physicians will work within 50 miles of where they trained. So if we're a training site, the odds are now all of a sudden in our favor by having these physicians spend 2 years in our community training. So we're very excited about that.
Any other projects or initiatives worth highlighting?
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about workforce because, you know, having more physicians in the community also requires more staff. And so we have a number of workforce pipeline programs going on right now. Just to the tail end of 2024, we started our first nursing program. And this nursing program is for our existing staff members who have already training in healthcare to get their nursing license. And so that is going and kicked off. We also have continued our CNA program, as well as in 2024, we kicked off a medical assistant training program, first of its kind in Tuolumne County. So we're training those clinicians. In addition to that, we support our employees with tuition assistance because we want them to continue to be able to grow in their career and hopefully provide more value to our community in terms of healthcare options. So that's exciting on the workforce front. Some other things that are happening, you know, we got this cath lab kind of all wrapped up and done, and so then what's next on the construction front? I don't know if you remember, but when we held our gala back 2 years ago, we kicked off this idea of a new digestive health center to hopefully provide infrastructure so that we could bring more doctors to town. Right now, our infrastructure for gastroenterology is we can accommodate about two physicians, which is about two less than we need to provide for the overall care for our community. So we've actually started deconstruction of our old cancer center space that was adjoined to the hospital back when we moved the cancer center over to the pavilion. So that we can build out a new digestive health center. So that that work's going on. That the deconstruction work is going on right now. We're going through the permitting process with HCI and getting everything set up so that hopefully 2026 we will be able to open that new digestive health center and provide that care to our community on a 24/7 basis.
How did you identify that as being one of the top needs in the community?
That was simply looking at what is the scheduling backlog for patients who are needing this service. So one of the key items that you look at is screening colonoscopy. Typically, the data says today, if you're over 45, you should start getting those screening colonoscopies every 5 years, unless you have a previous incident or some other family history that would indicate more often than that. Most recently, the backlog for those has gotten up to 9 to 12 months. And, you know, that's typically too long unless you're scheduling yourself. You know, you're 44 and you're like, okay, on my 44th birthday, I'm going to go ahead and schedule this. Then you're going to get in time. But if you're going into your primary care doctor and you're 47 and they say, hey, you should really get a screening colonoscopy, you're probably not going to wait 9 to 12 months in order to get in. So that was one of the big drivers for why we needed to expand this service.
Dr. Stewart, I imagine that's one of the best cancer prevention measures you can take, that colonoscopy?
Absolutely. Colon cancer is the third most common cancer in this country, and we know that early detection and early intervention saves lives. It saves people from going from a precancerous state into a cancer state. So it's, again, we're constantly looking at the services that we offer, where are the points where patients are having issues accessing care, and looking to expand in those areas. So digestive health is very exciting things coming up there.
We've got just a couple more minutes on this weekend's Motherload Views. Jacqueline Lugg, from a marketing perspective, anything else you want to add?
The only thing I'll just reinforce from earlier is that we're really excited to celebrate heart care with the community all throughout February. So if you have one date that you want to keep in mind, that January 31st date to set February off on a good start, come out to the Health Pavilion and Diana J. White Cancer Institute at noon. It's a Friday. You can pick up your walking log to encourage you to stay active all month long. Pick up your Heart Month t-shirt, and you'll get a full calendar of events for all the things you can be a part of during Heart Month. So we can't wait to see you there.
Dr. Stewart, anything we missed or anything you want to add?
No, we're just very excited to continue to grow the services that we offer patients in this community and take care of this community. We live here, and it's a pleasure and a privilege to get to serve this community.
And Sharon Watkins is Director of Cardiovascular Services.
Just wanted to reiterate that we are very excited to be able to now provide service from even just going to see a cardiologist in the clinic, all the way through the procedures that you might need to have done, and then to provide the cardiac rehab care. So to finally be able to offer comprehensive care without it being interrupted and moving from town to town, it's an honor.
And Greg McCulloch?
Yeah, we're here for our community. And one thing I'd like to add is we've been recognized by independent organizations for excellent care. Most recently receiving the A letter grade from the Leapfrog Group. And so not only do we provide excellent care, but we want to provide relevant care for our community's needs. And I think what we've highlighted is that we're doing both of those things, and we're continuing to try to raise the bar and find those services that are most relevant and bring those to our community so people don't have to travel out of town.
Quite a bit happening on the local healthcare front, as you just heard today from our panel of guests from Adventist Health Sonora, Greg McCulloch, who is the Adventist Health Sonora president, Dr. Stephanie Stewart, the chief medical officer of Adventist Health Sonora, and Sharon Watkins with the director of cardiovascular services, also Jacqueline Lugg, marketing and communications director. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.